And now it's time to talk about cow clothes, farm fashion, specifically outerwear for winter. They're called moo muffs, and as you may have guessed, they're earmuffs for cows. Calves, really, whose little ears are particularly susceptible to frostbite. Holly Pode is a Wisconsin farmer who now sells her earmuffs for calves across the country and even internationally. Holly joins us from Lone Rock on her property, Triple P Farm. Holly, welcome to Central Time.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. You know, when we're talking about moo muffs, I have to say these things are adorable. Did you create them as a fashion statement for your calves?
No, we actually created them to keep them warm, and they quickly become a fashion statement.
Yeah, describe them to us.
Well, they are they're made of fleece, and then they're lined with a nylon, so that they're pretty much water. I don't want to say completely waterproof, but water repellent. So they're good to use then, you know, when it's freezing rain, snow, mix in the snow. And then also, too, a cow tends to, like, lick their calf off a lot. So it's good then when the cow's licking on them, they won't get wet and stay wet.
Interesting. And so I've seen the pictures. I haven't seen them in real life, but I've seen the pictures, and there's like a strip around the mouth area, all up the nose. And then there are these two sticky out ears. And
yep.
They're in a lot of bright colors and things like that, too, right?
Yes. Yep. We actually, when we started making them, it was hard. We just went to like a local fabric store to pick up material. And so it was kind of we had all the bright colors because we never knew what colors we were going to have in stock of that nylon. And I guess we would pick the brightest ones so that just in case they were pulling off, like out in the pasture and stuff, you'd be able to find them pretty easy.
Sure. So it works both ways. You can tell if they're on, and also it's
yep.
an easy way to spot them. Okay.
Yep.
Where'd the idea for these moo muffs come from?
The calf ear muffs are out on the market. There was not an adjustable pair that were waterproof or water repellent. I actually borrowed a calf warmer box from a neighbor. And he had a pair of just fleece ones in there. And so I was going to try them out on my calf. And they were way too big and kind of all stretched out. So I had my aunt. I asked her if she could make me a pair of them that were a little bit smaller or at least adjustable. And then it was kind of her idea to put the nylon on the outside. She just had some extra material laying around from another project that she had done. So that was kind of where it all started. And then we went from there, and I had enough calves around where I could try them on my calves to see if they were going to fit, and we made any adjustments from there.
And did you have to make adjustments, or was it?
Yeah, we had to make a few to start with, you know, like, I think, like, the nose band that goes down around their mouth, you know, we made that, we had started out and it was wider, so we made that narrow, and then just the length of the Velcro for adjustments so that they'll fit kind of a wide variety of calf sizes.
Sure, because I assume it's important that they don't rub or cause additional harm when you're trying to protect your livestock.
Right, yeah. We definitely didn't want to cause any harm on the calf. You know, obviously we're trying to keep them warm and comfortable. So, no, we went and, they don't pinch or they don't bind or rub anywhere. And then with the Velcro, you know, it's like everybody's like, oh, can they still eat? They can absolutely still eat. And I've taken videos and put those on our Facebook page because there were people concerned about it. So, they don't even act like they know that they're on. You know, like they're not like trying to rub their head on stuff or get them off. I mean, I put them on when they're, you know, within an hour old. So they really don't even pay any attention to them.
What time of year is important for, protecting the ears? I know that this was something that was actually an issue late spring, early summer even.
Mm-hmm. I honestly, if it's above zero and sunny, you know, it's not that bad, but anytime it gets probably below even 15, if it's snowing and cold and windy, basically anytime if you were to walk outside and you feel like you need a pair of gloves on or a hat, they would be them then.
It reminds me of when they talk about babies. If you're cold, they're cold, or if you're too warm,
yep.
they're too warm. Same thing with calves?
I mean, pretty much. Granted, they do have hair, and they have hair for a reason, you know, to keep them warm. And their ears are obviously hairy, but it's one thing, too, you know, when they're born, they're wet, and the cows lick them off to dry them, but, you know, they're out in the cold temperatures wet, too. So, you know, that makes it feel even colder for them.
You are not the only farmers using earmuffs for cows. And I understand there's been quite a demand for the products you're making now.
Yep. Yeah, we actually, I signed up a couple distributors, one in Japan and one in South Dakota. So I had a couple people from Canada contact me about it too, but they haven't completely signed up to be a distributor. But yeah, we've sold probably about 1,000 pairs just since spring. And I mean, really, we would have sold 1,000 pair or better this spring with the cold weather that came through if we would have had them in an inventory, but we were working without an inventory. So as soon as they were made, they were shipped out.
I mean, did this surprise you?
Yeah, that it took off the way it did. We figured we'd sell a handful of pairs. You know, I asked my aunt if she was going to put something on Facebook like in January, and she's like, sure. It takes her about 45 minutes to make a pair, 45 minutes to an hour if she has to cut out the material. And, you know, from there till finished product is about an hour. So, you know, she thought she'd spend maybe a Saturday or Sunday and make some up and we'd send them out. But yeah, it really took off. We ended up having to have a few older ladies come in that were retired that knew how to sew and help us get caught up and put some together.
Right. So it was just going to be, you know, something to do in your free time, and then it exploded.
It was, yeah.
Not so much a free time endeavor anymore.
No. We actually have a company in Milwaukee making them for us now, just so that we could get caught up and have an inventory. We still have material at the shop, and we're still making some because my aunt has an embroidery business too. So kind of when she has a little bit of spare time from that, then she's still sewing some up herself as well.
It's getting colder now, and I have to ask, are you considering branching out, doing earmuffs for other baby animals?
We've been asked that a lot, and we just hadn't had time to, you know, kind of, the pattern will probably realistically stay somewhat the same. What's hard is, though, like, even other, I've had people ask for dogs or for goats or something, but a calf's head is so, they don't change much, even, you know, like, from breed to breed or, you know, most calves, like, the earmuffs we have, they will fit anything except for minis. I mean, the minis are a little bit of a different variety, but realistically, any normal-sized calf, they're going to fit. I have a wide range of calf sizes being born here with different breeds that I have, and I haven't found anything that they don't fit. So the hardest part with other species is, you know, there's just a big variety of a size range, you know. Like, I've even had people ask for horses, and, you know, I don't know. It'd be hard, I think, to get it where we could sell, like, a one-size-fits-all like we do with the calf earmuffs.
Maybe a little less universal when you branch out.
Yeah.
We'll keep an eye on it, though. Holly, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right, thank you.
Holly Pote is a farmer in Lone Rock, Wisconsin. We talked to her about the product she created to keep her calves' ears warm in frigid temps.